This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Trump said Friday he will send about 1,500 American troops to the Middle East, mostly as a protective measure amid heightened tensions with Iran. He said the deployment involved a relatively small number of troops.
I don't think Iran wants to fight, and I certainly don't think they want to fight with us.
The forces would help strengthen American defenses in the region. 900 would be troops, while the other 600 are already in the region and are having their deployments extended. Vice Admiral Michael Gilday, who directs the Pentagon's joint staff, says the extra forces are being sent to defend against Iranian threats.
We continue to see the planning that's occurring not only with the Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps forces, but also, as I mentioned, quite troubling, with Iranian proxies in Yemen and in Iraq.
Earlier this month, the United States moved an aircraft carrier battle group, Patriot anti-missile batteries, and other forces in response to what it said was imminent threats from Iran. President Trump has declared a national emergency due to tensions with Iran and used a loophole in an arms control law to approve sales of $8 billion worth of military equipment to Saudi Arabia, the UAE, and Jordan. The move goes around Congress, which normally has to approve such sales, and has angered members of both parties on Capitol Hill. Congress had blocked the sales of offensive military equipment to Saudi Arabia and the UAE because of the civilian death toll in the Saudi-led coalition's war in Yemen and the death of U.S.-based Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said in a statement that U.S. allies in the Middle East needed the contracts to be completed to help deter Iran. This is